Southern Forecasts Continued Large Loads Growth, written by Holden Mann, and read by an automated voice. Southern Company is extraordinarily positioned to capture and serve growth during a watershed moment for the energy industry and our nation, CEO Chris Womack said during the company's fourth quarter earnings call February 19. Southern reported net income of $416 million for the final quarter of 2025, down from $534 million for the same period in 2024, full-year net income of $4.3 billion, down from $4.4 billion for 2024. The drops came despite a rise in operating revenue from $6.3 billion in the fourth quarter of 2024 to $7 billion for the final quarter of 2025, and growth in full-year operating revenue from $26.7 billion to $29.6 billion. Adjusted earnings per share for 2025 came to $4.30, CFO David Porrock said on the call, up from $4.05 in 2024 and once again at the very top of our guidance range, which the company set at $4.20 to $4.30 in last year's fourth quarter earnings report. Southern set an adjusted EPS goal for 2026 of $4.50 to $4.60. I am convinced that 2025 will stand out as a transformative year for Southern Company, one in which we achieved milestones that will propel the future of our business and customers for generations to come, Womack said. Economic development activity at our utilities is robust and provides a tremendous foundation for sustainable growth. As in previous years, Womack and Porrock credited the strong economy in Southern's territories for the company's performance, with 34 cents of the EPS growth attributed to its state-regulated electric utilities. Weather-adjusted retail electricity sales grew across all customer classes in 2025, 39,000 new residential customers were added over the previous year, resulting in growth of 0.8%, industrial sales rose 1.4%, with primary metals and lumber leading the growth, and commercial sales grew 2.8%, 1.8% of which was driven by data centers. Southern expects the strong retail electric sales growth to continue through the coming years thanks to data centers and other large loads, Porrock said, with 10 gigawatts of facilities already under construction for 26 companies, including Google, Meta, and Microsoft, an increase of 2 gigawatts from projections in the prior quarter. Another 10 gigawatts is either finalizing or in late-stage discussions, and the company has a pipeline of more than 125 prospective projects totaling over 75 gigawatts. The framework and methodology under which we approach contracting with large load customers are, we believe, one of the best in the industry, and are uniquely designed to benefit and protect existing customers and investors, Porrock said. Our contracts include a robust set of terms and conditions such as minimum terms of at least 15 years for data centers, with some going out even further over the term of the contract. Porrock also reviewed the company's capital expenditure plan, which has increased from $63 billion in investments through 2030 planned last year to $81 billion. The main driver of the expansion is new generation facilities announced in 2025, including 5 combined cycle plants, 3 combustion turbines, 2 combined solar and battery plants, and 17 battery energy storage system facilities. We are clearly in a phase of execution, Womack said. The planned large-scale build-out across our electric system in the Southeast over the next several years is tremendous, and Southern Company's experience, expertise, and scale support the necessary execution. We are experiencing incredible growth, and we are making investments in all parts of our business to recognize the value of the extraordinary opportunities in front of us.